Hey guys, this is Nick Valesky with Utah State University Extension's Integrated Pest Management Program, and this is your vegetable pest advisory for May 15. First, let's talk about ants in the garden. A lot of homeowners are noticing ants in their vegetable gardens. There are around 160 ant species in Utah. However, they are not considered a regular pest of vegetable production. Ants seen in the garden are typically an indicator of other pests, such as aphids or scale. Aphids produce an excretion called honeydew, which is a sugary, sticky substance that ants gather and bring back to their colonies. In rare instances, ants may seek their sugar sources in young seedlings or plant phloem tissues where sugar is transported. If ants are becoming a nuisance in the garden setting, bait stations such as Antopia R6 may be used along with Greenway liquid ant killing bait. Now, let's talk about cold damage and disease. As gardeners get anxious for the summer growing season, they may plant their vegetables outside only to notice dieback, discoloration, and wilting just a few days later. Many of these cold injuries may appear similar to plant disease symptoms. So it's important to understand the cause before taking control action. When discerning the problem, understand your plant's growth requirements. Many vegetable crops are temperature sensitive, so check out the Utah Climate Center and the Wasatch Front Vegetable Growing Chart for average frost dates and planting times in your specific area. Also, contact your local county extension agent for further questions on planting. Fungi that cause plant disease. Two typically require specific temperatures for infection and spread. Be sure to note, insects that vector viral plant diseases only transmit viruses at certain life stages and times throughout the growing season. Lastly, let's talk about aphid movement in your landscape. Aphid species have a complex life cycle. In Utah, most species overwinter as eggs and emerge in the spring at about 70 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit as wingless females that reproduce parthenogenetically. When a host becomes too crowded, winged females will appear and fly to a new host to parthenogenetically reproduce more generations. Near the end of the summer, as daylight and temperatures decrease, both males and females are produced. These aphids mate, and then the females will lay eggs on the winter host. An aphid can complete a generation as quickly as 1 week. A female can produce up to 12 nymphs per day, totaling 50 to 100 offspring. View our fact sheet on aphid pests on vegetables for further information on specific aphid species and their primary and secondary host plants and how you can effectively monitor their movement this spring.